Georgia's ousted president, Eduard Shevardnadze, was lionized in the West for his role in helping end the Cold War. As Mikhail Gorbachev's foreign minister, he cultivated personal ties with American officials. Washington supported him over the years, after he returned to his homeland to run Georgia. The U.S. even paid for his bodyguards. But NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. patience wore thin as Georgia stagnated.
Like his mentor, Mikhail Gorbachev, Eduard Shevardnadze is more popular abroad than at home. The West remembers him for helping pave the way for a relatively peaceful dismantlement of the Soviet Union, while Georgians blame him for their poverty, the constant power shortages they suffer, and the corruption that plagues the country. Strobe Talbot, who was ambassador at large, specializing in the former Soviet Union during the Clinton administration, said the U.S. tried to balance these views of Shevardnadze.
The series of administrations that have dealt with Shevardnadze, and that means the first Bush administration, the Clinton administration, the current administration, saw him fairly realistically, which was as really a heroic figure at the end of the Cold War, but somebody who fell back into what you might call bad Soviet habits and self-delusions when he had the chance to be the father of his country.
Talbot, who's now president of the Brookings Institution in Washington, went to Georgia just ahead of what he called the latest travesty of an election, the vote that sparked Georgia's Velvet Revolution. Also ahead of that vote, the Bush administration sent former Secretary of State James Baker, a personal friend of Shevardnadze's. Talbot says former and current U.S. officials were pushing the same message, that the years of flawed elections had to come to an end, but he says Shevardnadze's assurances didn't amount to much.
He did what he was unfortunately too good at, which was telling visiting Americans and Westerners what they wanted to hear. He would have had us believe that he was looking forward to a quiet retirement so that he could write his memoirs, and that it was other people who were abusing the electoral process. Well, he was abusing the electoral process, and now he's going to have a chance to enjoy a quiet retirement and write his memoirs a lot sooner than he expected.
The Bush administration praised Shevardnadze's decision to step aside. U.S. officials mainly wanted to avoid violence in a country that has a great deal of geostrategic and economic importance to the U.S. Frederick Starr, chairman of the Central Asia Caucasus Institute, describes Georgia as a key transit country.
This is not just the Baku-Jihan pipeline for oil and gas eventually, but even the east-west transportation corridor through which all Central Asian cotton could be exported to the West. As is now the case, though, all these countries are forced to use old Soviet routes, which Russia controls and charges very heavily for and basically manipulates for political ends.
U.S. and Russian interests often clash in Georgia. Secretary of State Colin Powell made a point over the weekend of calling Russia's foreign minister, who was in Tbilisi mediating the current political crisis. Powell wanted to make sure Moscow and Washington were on the same page this time. U.S. officials are now banking on the opposition figures who led the fight against Shevardnadze. Interim President Nino Berdzhinadze, U.S. educated lawyer Mikhail Saakashvili, and former Speaker of Parliament Zurab Dzhvania are all well known in Washington and decades younger than the 75-year-old Shevardnadze. As one official put it, they are the bright modernizing light of Georgia with no clear ties to Russia. New elections are due to be held in January. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.